be the big
Log Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jay's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
All right, Tricky. Ricky, how you doing this evening?
I'm good. Nick, what's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. Taking it easy.
I hear that. Well, I would like to say good evening to all the listeners. If everybody can bear with me, I'm going to be a little noisy here in a few. I'm at the world-renowned Speed Unlimited Performance Speed Shop Center. Morning time, Maryland, picking up some nitrous oxide for my race that I'm entering in this weekend. And I understand there's supposed to be some heavy hitters here, but that's here nor there right now. So what y'all got going on in Macomb?
Nothing much. Just having a test and tune tomorrow night. And on Saturday, everybody's heading down to South Georgia Motorsports Park for Ronnie Brown and South Georgia Motorsports Park. $10,000 G body race this weekend.
Yeah, man.
$5,000 to win. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I said, you know, you have $5,000 to win in a 28 inch tire class, any power wetter, and $5,000 to win in a 29 inch tire class as well.
Yeah, I wanted to make that race. Ronnie had contacted me earlier in the year about that, and just so happened to luck of the draw. I'm just getting my engine back, so I won't make it. I'm trying to make Rock's birthday bash, but I'm already locked in here locally to a match race with Chris Butler that day. So I won't be able to make any of the long haul trips that I wanted to for that cash. Grudging has the dates that I'm going to try to make. Got the October 13th at, that's at Macon, correct?
Yeah.
That's Mega Fest 12 or something like that?
Yeah, that's correct.
And then you got November the 3rd race.
That's right.
So hopefully somewhere in that time frame I can get down there to one of them races. But today, the topic for the day, and I'm gonna go to the phone lines because there ain't much going on. But the topic of today's show is, what are some alternative ways to set up grudge races besides the normal, giving someone the back tie or the kick, or one and one, which would be, I guess, the kick in the clear or the back tie in the clear. I had a gentleman out of Detroit, I want to say. I might be wrong. Kevin, don't kill me. Might be Chicago, but I think he said Detroit. Kevin got on the show last week and, you know, made mention of a different way of locking in the race by using the tree and, you know, bugs on the tree. So that's going to be today's topic. Just a quick rundown of what's going on here locally this weekend. 75 and 80 drag race. Saturday we'll be having a Big Tie Outlaw along with an Outlaw Drag Radio. All right, little Rice Rockets trying to get at it on Allentown Road. 75 and 80 Dragway will be having Big Tie Outlaw along with Outlaw Drag Radio. And I think the 580 Index is in Chesterton. That's Saturday. Tomorrow at Capital Raceway, they will have the qualifying for the $10,500 to win Outlaw 10-5 race. They also have a 25-car invitational only dragster event and a 25-car invitational door car event. I think it's paying $1,000 to win. And they also have some Outlaw imports that will be there running Friday night as well into Saturday. Saturday they'll have the Outlaw Pontiac group there, and optional second and third round of qualifying for Outlaw 10-5. And then there'll be elimination. ATCO Raceway in ATCO, New Jersey, is also having a $10,500 to win Outlaw 10-5 event. So it's going to be some heavy hitters all over the place tomorrow. And where they all going to end up, nobody really knows at the moment. But it's enough to go around, so everybody's going to share the wealth. So with that being said, that's all that's going on around here this weekend. So I'm going to take to the phone line because I'm standing outside and it's a little noisy out here. I'm waiting on my bottle to get filled so I can hit the road. So we can go ahead and take the first call if there's anybody in the queue.
All right. Call it 301-2449. Your mic is open. 301-2449. Your mic is open.
Somebody blurted out something real loud. Who that?
Wow.
Somebody said something about some grudge race. Now they don't want to say nothing.
301-2449, last call.
All right. Moving on.
240-6740, your mic is open.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, your mic.
Yeah, this is Big George.
What's up, George?
Now, what's going on?
Over here visiting your buddies at Speed Unlimited.
Huh?
I said, I'm over here at Speed Unlimited visiting your buddies.
Who? Chris?
Pumpernickel and Acorn.
Who?
Pumpernickel and Acorn.
Pumpernickel and Acorn? Who the hell is that?
That would be Mike and Chris.
Oh, yeah. They the two new partners, man.
Yeah.
They talking about anything interesting?
Nah, they ain't talking about nothing interesting. Chris said he gonna whoop my ass. Mike over here co-signing and told me I can't I can't indulge any confidential information with the opponent. So it's a business-only conversation going on right now. What's my total, sir? Now you want to bet. Ain't this something, Mike? I mean, Jordan? What's the total?
6249.
Yeah.
That's what he told me. He said, where'd the new mic come from?
So hanging
on
Butler's phone. Yeah, he said y'all the two new partners.
Batman and Rob.
Yeah. So what you got going on, George?
We got that race tomorrow, the 8-car field. I got that tomorrow. That's about
okay,
it.
Okay, what race is that? Explain what's going on and what's that all about for those who don't know.
Well, it's the tennis 29 by 10 and a half, no W's. Any size motor, one stage of nitrous. It's an 8-car field.
Oh, okay, hold on, George. Chris said to call him with a smile on his face.
Oh, yeah, Tom, I know what you're talking about. Tom, he got that. Tom, I can call him or I'll see him tomorrow. I know what he's talking about.
He said he'll call you or he'll see you tomorrow. He said you got that.
What did he say?
Yeah, okay. He said, all right.
All right, tell him,
he's like, What's the rundown on the class you're trying to do over there again now?
It's a 20. You can't have no more than 29, 10 and a half. No W.
Uh-huh.
Any size motor, one stage in nitrous. And stock suspension. It got to be a stock suspension car. Can't be no ladder bars, no supercharged, no turbo. No, that's it.
Uh-huh. Is there an entry fee?
Yeah, it's a $50 entry fee. The purse would be something like $800 or $1,000. I'm not sure. When I get there, I would announce all that. It'll be three rounds. And when is
three?
Last month? Huh?
You saying three rounds? So are you doing the qualifying session or just pulling names or numbers and go?
I'm just pulling names out of hat. I mean, I was going to let somebody else do it, but we're going to pick a social person out of the stand and let them pick each session. Names are going to hat. And it'll be pulled from individuals from nobody's side. You know what I'm saying?
You saying the person that you're picking out the stand will be from no one's side?
I mean, you know, it won't be a person. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to ask somebody to come out the stand to pull the number, pull the purse, the tickets, and we'll go from there. But, I mean, ain't going to be nobody, you know, with a CJ or Chris. You know, ain't going to be nobody like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We will be going. So far, I got... Chris, Amici going to be in it. Eddie from down Virginia. Me with my Duster and the Mustang going to be in it. Junior and them got two cars. And Wolfpack got two cars in. And then I got the on racing, the white boys from Glen Burnie. So we start. There's really more people going to be there to race, but I haven't, I know them, they're going to be there. I haven't actually picked the cars. One's going to actually be the eight-car field.
Right. So do you have a time as to when it's going to jump off with all of what they have already going on?
It'll be 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30. I can't tell you the lanes right now until I get there. We'll have our lanes and whoever put in the hat, they not in the line, in the lane at the time we call, disqualified. I'm trying to make this go as smooth as I can because it's going to be be a big event down at the mall. So I'm calling everybody tonight and let them know. 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that sounds good. Sounds good.
Then I'm going to whoop on my grandson. Me and my grandson, we got a date with Destiny. I'm about to show him something.
Oh. Y'all got the young bucks those bucking back at the what the veterans you want to call it?
Ooh, me and CJ.
Yeah,
I caught his hand in cookie jar last week, so I got to give him a spank. I'm gonna take this old duster. I'm gonna take this old 340 duster and show him something.
Uh oh.
You know I got a duster, man.
Nah, I don't, man. Y'all guys come up with more calls than anybody I know, man. But I wish I had y'all hand.
Yeah, I got a 340 duster.
I still got my old bag of boats sitting in the trailer with two flat front tires.
Well, I mean, your bag of boats is a lifetime bag of boats. I mean, you've come a long way with that car, so. I mean, she earned her bag of boats.
Well, I ain't going to say a lifetime, but I would like to get something else. I don't know when or if that's going to happen, but until then, I guess it is what it is.
So I got on kind of late. What was your topic?
The topic is, what are some alternative ways to set up grudge races besides giving the person the back tie, the kick, one and one, you know, the normal stuff. What are some alternative ways?
What is the best alternative way to pick what a person should get? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just asking, what are some alternative ways? Other ways of locking in the race.
That's kind of interesting. Anybody respond to it?
No. You're the second caller. The first caller said something, didn't want to say nothing else, so we didn't hear what he said. But since you're on the line, you can answer it.
Well, I guess the you know, I really like. I mean, with the stage and the clear, I can, you know, something. I can't really answer that, man. Right now, I can't answer that. I can't respond to that one right now. I gotta.
Would that be because you don't have an answer, or you just don't want to give out none of your?
No, I just don't have an answer. I later on in the show, I'm gonna listen to more people. You know, I'm gonna see. I mean, it's really no answer to it, really, all honestly.
Well, that there is, and if you remember last week, the guy that got on Kevin, matter of fact, hold on, let me get to his number. Hey, Mick, do you see a 248 number in the queue?
Yes, sir.
Can you open that mic?
All right. 248-0347, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Tricky?
What's up, Kev?
Oh, man, I'm just trying to make it another day.
I hear that. Now, the topic for the show today is, what are some alternative ways to set up a grudge race besides the normal, giving somebody the kick, the clear, or one and one or something like that. And last week you came on the show and kind of tried to explain a different way to set up a race. So if you don't mind, could you go back over that scenario or what you were saying last week?
Yeah,
along with that, and give some other examples of ways that you could, you know what I'm saying, set up a race.
Yeah, like for instance, sometimes we'll put it in the tree. You know, if a guy is faster, slower, whatever, they'll put in the tree. And a guy might negotiate top bump, second bump, or the third bump, you know, third bump. They might negotiate, you got to leave on the green, and you got to watch it. If you don't say don't leave, you got to leave on the green. The guy might leave before before you take off. He might leave with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to negotiate and say, he got to leave on the green, he got to stipulate where you going to leave at.
Okay. Hey, George, you remember that conversation?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. You talking about that. Okay. I mean, if you stipulate,
which was basically what you wanted to call me out on, but I said, nah, I ain't want to do that because sure. I ain't like the way it sounded.
I mean, every individual had their own opinion. I mean, even with the car, with a car concern, I mean, you had a thought, and I had a thought. If you feel
the race is too much to be given up, which is a bottle. I mean, yeah,
it's not a good negotiation.
Any race is just a negotiation. That's it. It's nothing else. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So, you can negotiate anywhere. You know what I mean? It's like you said, you have a duster. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving an example. And I'm faster than you, but you say you'll race me, right? And you come on, well, you know, I'll run you. Give me that top button you got to turn the green on. You know, all I can say is yes or no.
Right, exactly.
You know, and some guys are saying this. Some of the guys are saying it's bracket racing, but would you rather for me to sit in the line, put you out 20 cars, and let somebody flag us? I don't think that's fair because when you come back, I've seen a lot of guys argue, oh, hell no, bullshit, you know, your flag, man, you didn't leave, no, no. When you leave, automatically, you know, I'm just giving a scenario. Automatically, if you leave, I give you a top bulb, I got to turn the green on, that top bulb is going to come on and show a red light. But it don't mean you red light. Me and you negotiated it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But that's all what you calling. I mean, I used to bleed on that. I mean, I used to get races, and I'm going to be honest, I used to get races, and if they didn't put stipulations in it, and
right.
I had a trick in my bag, you know, I'm going to give you a hypothetical one that I used to do all the time. I mean,
Is this the one where y'all lining together and you got your driver's side door open looking down at the ground and then take off?
No. I got something even better than that one.
Now, hey, Kev, ain't nothing no better than that. So I seen this dude do this shit on the street one night, man. He was racing a dude who had a faster car out of VA, right? Out of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They lined up together. George did his burnout. They pull up. He did his burnout. They pull up, whatever. They getting ready, right? George
right.
opened his driver's side door and act like he was looking at something, which he may have been. I don't know. But then all of a sudden, he just took off. The dude ain't know whether to go or stay or what, but he took off, and he ended up losing. Number one, he lost because he didn't know where the finish line was, but that was the wildest shit I've ever seen in any kind of race. But
and that's all I'm saying. Just what he did is like chess. You know, it's like a
right,
chess
exactly.
game. Make your move. And he did the great thing. I mean, I'm really impressed with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at the man. Like,
yeah,
he just whooped my ass. He outsmarted me.
I mean, but...
Well, I don't think you get no better than something like that.
That should go in the history book.
Hey, that's still going to history book. But, I mean, as far as the track, it's a lot of tricks. The people, I mean, and the biggest trick is, and I always did it, I always do it, I argue with a person just to get them out their square, and they'll be
right.
so mad at you. I mean, it's just, like you said, it's a chess move. I mean, it don't work. Everything don't apply to every person. You understand what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, I mean, I used to do things like getting the bug first. So, you know, I tell them I can leave when I want to. And some of them are know it, but they'll be so mad at me. As soon as the bug trigger, I'm gone. You know, it's a chess move. But as long as you got the stipulations involved,
there's no problem.
I mean, it's no argument. I mean, you know, I've won a lot of races on just people. My whole thing is to give a guy out their game plan. If I can get them out their game plan and I feel like I can win, That's the whole thing. There's nothing
really?
Else. You know what I'm saying?
And I agree with you 100%. I mean, you know, I hear you guys down south do a lot of sitting around. We don't. You know,
yeah,
we don't do that sitting around. Because we might have a motorcycle. We might say, okay, I'm going to run you. You first thing you're saying, well, what you going to give me? Well, I'm going to sit you up. No, I don't want that.
Right.
How about we just put in a tree? Give me
what track are you
give
at?
We race at 131.
130. I heard that's up in Delaware somewhere.
Martin, Michigan.
Oh yeah, I'd like to check out there. I mean, that's how y'all actually run with your Bronx street racing. That's what you saying?
Yeah. We don't get into that 29 tire shit. You know, if I think I can get you, or we can negotiate something, and he think he can get me, we are gonna do it. And if I feel comfortable, he feel comfortable. Even we got women to do it.
Okay, so y'all run whatever y'all feel.
So y'all like some I'm trying to form as a low budget racer. Y'all really running for bragging rights, but you betting.
Yeah, but we got some super fast cars. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we do. Same thing like with the big guys, like Tricky Ricky, right? Tricky Ricky might not do it. He might try it. Somebody. He might. A motorcycle might come to Tricky Ricky and say, "I want to run you." Tricky Ricky might say, "Well, what you gonna give me?" And you work it out.
Right.
You know, it ain't low budget or it's racing. I mean, I've seen big cars do it.
Oh yeah. Well, I tried to get
the crowd going and getting everybody involved. So everybody sitting around twiddling their thumbs. Or we make an interesting race.
Right, and that's exactly what it's all about. I mean,
did you like the street? Back in the days, when I was a kid, I used to go out to watch my dad race, you know what I'm saying, on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, man, I'll give you $100 a gear. I mean, back in them days, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, or I'll let you leave and you take off to a certain spot. When you pass this guy, I'm taking off.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's all it is, the street racing. But all we're doing is
that's
right. Get guys to argue at the track. Put it in a tree. Who's going to argue up a tree? Because the tree's going to tell the truth. What do you want that?
Right. Well, I mean, it's really, all honesty, with this tree and stuff, it's really more fun. I actually running Flag Man and No Bulls. I really want to go back to that, but circumstances, I can't get it. But
I really actually think you can do it. This is something new to the guys. You know what I'm saying? It's new to the guys. And just try it one night. You know what I'm saying? Once I come around and want to run you one night, say, all right, man, give me the top up. You got to turn the green on. Make an interesting race. You ain't got to bet for a whole bunch of money, you know, make a couple dollars. When you ain't, you
right.
know, make it interesting
right.
for the crowd.
Right, that's how I go. It's about keeping fun in the game. No arguments
for
it. Right, exactly. I'm 100% for it. We have even went so far a couple of times where we actually marked cars off and flagged.
Right, but see, when that happens, we had that happen one time here up here in our area, right?
Uh-huh.
Porsche Chicago came over and had a Cadillac, and they wanted to run one of our guys over here. Been racing for years, and he had a '98 Oldsmobile four door. Both cars were four doors. Well, they sent him out 20 cars. They both was running nitrous, but as soon as he took out with the '98, the tires blew up in smoke because the reason why he was set out so far wasn't the traction. And he said that was a $2,500 loss that he had to earn. You wouldn't like on the street, but you're on some cement. You know what I'm saying? You're on the cement.
Uh-huh.
But he said he's to do it again. If they put in the tree, he gonna do it.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like plus signs and nice track. What y'all got, 8 mile track?
No, we got quarter mile.
Oh, yeah?
And you can do it in the eighth, too. You can do it in the eighth. I mean, you just got to know how to negotiate. I mean, don't be scared. I mean, would you rather, this is what I'm trying to say to the guys over there. Would you rather just sit around like waiting for $2,000 or whatever, or if you could make a quick $700 or $1,000, or maybe $2,000, $3,000, $4,000?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But that's
and these guys are moving to graduating to class racing. But you got a 29. You gotta have this. You gotta have that. I think that's bullshit.
Right. I mean,
just wait. Bring what you got.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, but you still just talking about. Different breed, you talking about a different breed of racer. I mean, me myself, I don't care what I run. I ask Fritz to make it right, and I run him. So the same
right,
day, they're going to okay, cool.
But you've been racing for years, but these newer kids, they're so scared. Like one guy said in Friday night, you know, the movie called Friday, and he caught his son with the gun, and he said, somehow we needed was this deed, two hands. This is what these kids are scared of, taking a loss or whatever. It's, you know, they will. It's all about negotiation, knowing what your car can do, and hoping you know what that guy's car going to do. If not, you get your ass whooped. It's simple.
Right.
That's
but
the biggest problem here in Maryland. Nobody
right.
wants to take a hell.
Right.
That's the biggest problem.
I take them and I win them. I gave a big buck Malibu the same thing. And I'll tell you what happened. I gave him the second buck. I got a small block. We left. When we left, I caught him, and then when I shifted the car to high gear, the seat broke. The car was all over the truck. Every time I put gas in it, the tire was just going everywhere. So I lost. So I come back around the table, man. He said, man, you know I ain't supposed to beat you. I said, no, man, that's a fair race. You whooped my ass. Man. I said, you whooped my ass. Take the hell. I got to take a loss, man.
Yeah,
he wouldn't run me again.
Hey, hold on 1 second. Hey, hey, Mick, is 301-2449 still on?
Yeah.
Is it mic open?
It is not, Ricky.
Can you open this mic?
301-2449, your mic is open.
Sonic. Sonic Gray. Sonny Gray, I'm talking to you, and you can't hear me. Let's see, to unmute your phone. All right. I just got a wire saying my man was on, but he ain't answering. So, all right. Huh?
Sonny Gray?
Yeah.
Sonny Gray better not get on this phone.
Nah, not that Sonny Gray.
What Sonny Gray you talking about? When you do transmission? That's
Yeah, that was in Landover.
Oh, yeah. I ain't talking to him in a long time.
Yeah, he's got a shop down in Carolina now.
We talk about alternatives to race. I'm just saying, we're talking about alternatives to race. That's the option for everybody. And we say everybody got to do it.
Yeah.
But try it. Don't knock it until you try it.
Hey, let's get another caller and keep the discussion going. Who else do we have, Mick?
All right. 434-2033, your mic is open.
What's going on, Tricky?
Hey, what's up, running back?
Not much. Tell Big Joy he can take all them calls and throw them in a box and shake it up and come out with one good one.
Hey, running back. Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joy.
What's going on, running back?
And not much, Big Joy. Sitting around waiting to have something to do.
Yeah, what you doing tomorrow, running back? Tomorrow, Saturday.
I ain't doing nothing. I got my car jacked up in the garage. I got to change some rear end seals, and I got a few leaks in it, so I want to fix it before I come back out there.
Oh, okay. I'd like to get you up here. You want a couple of your guys talk to you on the Friday, man. We're going to let them make something happen.
Okay, I got to let us know when something's going on. I don't think I got nothing to do next weekend, not that I know of.
Hey, we know we got two big dates in October coming up. You know, that might be a little more feasible for a whole lot of people. We got October the 6th, Larry C. Race at Capital Raceway, and then October the 13th, the Alley Boys and the Old Jacks got a race going on in Capital.
Hey, Ricky, don't forget they got the North Invades the South at Macon on the 13th. I mean, on the 3rd of November.
Yeah.
We're
all going down there from Chicago to Detroit. So hoping you guys come participate.
Yeah, I'm going to
do that. It would be nice if you get some of the local guys to go down the road.
Hey, running back.
Yeah.
Get that out there, man.
Hey,
I'm going to try to go up to E-Town in October.
Oh, okay. You're going to the Shaker.
Yeah.
Okay. Running back, you got any comments on the topic for today?
You know, that's a hard one when it comes to a racetrack and they got the lights and everything. And I was thinking about Pink's All Out when they had Pink's All Out, whatever the hell it was, when they was like they give you one and one on the tree, you know, put you out one and set one man back one and all that kind of crazy stuff, you know, but I don't know how that would work. How would you? Only thing you could do is put a flag man out there.
Well, you know what happens with a flag man? You get a lot of arguments. My man left, your man left too early, and blah, blah, blah. But we found it this way, you know, we don't really do it with the big car. A lot of big guys, they might get to leave or something like that, but, you know, you might have a guy who's say, for instance, got a badass vet with a pro charger, but he want to run the drag cars, you know, a true grudge car.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of guys try to put it in the tree to make it even.
I mean, if you could negotiate that on the tree, like my man was talking about a few minutes ago, let me leave on the top bulb and you got to stay there, get green, that would be a way to go.
Right, but you can scenario any light you want. You might take the top, the yellow, or you might want the bottom. No, it just, it's your negotiation, you know. And if a guy don't like it, okay, man, what the hell? But don't call me no punk, so I wasn't scared to race you.
Right. I mean, it's just like when I ran Brown up in Maryland. We negotiated. He could get to go, but he had to go within those yellow lights. If he saw green, he had lost.
Oh, okay. See, that's what I'm saying.
You know, that's what I done with him. You know, it didn't matter about his red light. The only thing that matter is I cleared him on the other end.
Right. And that's part of negotiation. You know, you could do
that. Say that race again, running back. You told him he had within the first two lights to leave.
No, he wanted to go from me, and I said, okay, I give you the go, but you gotta go between that first and third yellow light. I said, if you set that till the light turn green, you lose.
So what was that like a 500 light?
It was a 500 tree.
Yeah, see, that was new. That's something new.
Yeah.
How much light one night?
That's the way we ran that first race up in my MRI, you know, and a lot of people at that time, I don't think they understood what happened, but that's the
as
way.
As long as you two had it, you two knew what was going on.
Yeah, we knew what was going on, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, okay, I'll give you the go. And the reason I did that is because, you know, some guys like to play games. I don't think he would have done it, but some guys like to play games. Okay, you give them the go, they want you to sit there on your trans break for half an hour. No.
Yes, sir, and I agree with that, too.
Yeah, you know, you got to give a man, you got to give a person, okay, well, I give you the go, but you got to go within this time frame.
Right. Okay. Negotiation.
Yeah.
Let me intervene there for a minute, speaking of that. Hey, George, what's up with the guy with the blue Camaro that raced the white Mustang?
He's tied down right now. He took the bars off of the experiment and he messed up a few things, but he'll be out next week. But, I mean,
okay.
with that incident, and I let them know, I mean, I felt that was for a little bit of money, you make a man, I mean, I don't really believe in that. I mean, you know what I'm saying, make somebody go through the convertible with might cost them $2,000 or $3,000 for a bet that wasn't even worth peanuts or bag of potato chips. You're going to hold a man on the line. But, I mean, you know, some people play dirty like that there. You know, I expressed it to them, and you know. But once he didn't set a rule or when he can leave. So, I mean, running back.
Hey, George, we can hardly hear you, man. Whatever you're doing, we can't hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I say, yeah, I mean, they waited a long time before they left. I mean, you know, it was, I think it was dirty ball, but we paid to it, so we weren't too mad about it, you know. You know, that's just going to show us we got to stay more on our game.
Right. People,
you know,
it was. Right,
but
right. And I agree with what you're saying. That's totally, you know.
I mean, we
I raced my buddy. I raced my buddy one time. He got a Chevelle. He got, I'm not going to say a size inch, but just a big motor. Real big motor. He's sprinting. And he's like, with nobody running all night. He said, man, come on, let's go. I said, for what? I said, I can't outbeat you. He's like, man, what you need for me to get a race tonight? I said, okay, I'll tell you what. Give me the top up. You got to turn the green on.
But I like to say to you, running back,
you like 300 bucks?
Yeah, I'm serious.
But I like to say to you, man, I mean, you know, you saw real growth at that race. They made it out of more than they should have been. But you and Charlie, Mr. Brown, y'all talk like gentlemen, and y'all saw the problem, which good racers do. You know what I'm saying? I give you heads up with that, big brother. I've known you for a little while. I'm able to talk to you. We're able to sit down and eat. And that goes to show you we come from different worlds, but we still do the same thing. But you as a gentleman with your race, you ain't making no excuses.
Right, you talking about
George,
the race,
you sound like
of a clone
George, hold on, wait. Hey, George, you sound like you got the phone covered up or something.
I might
go from talking clear to sound is smothered.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
Go ahead. George, you talking about the race we had up at Colonial Beach?
Yeah. I tilt my hat to you right there, big brother.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, I ain't had no beef with whatever. I know I left on him. Like I said, you know. When he caught rock, I saw it, but he didn't rock up the beam, so you know I got beat. That's all it was to it.
Right.
Oh, and then he got paid, and I'm happy for him, and I come back at him again.
That's what I'm talking about. This is what I like to hear.
Hey, running back, you always been pleasant to whoop on.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody got to take one every now and then, you know. If you don't, I tell you what, if a man out there ain't never took a Buck Whipping drag racer, he ain't never did no drag race.
Exactly.
Well, we got a few around here that don't want to take a Buck Whipping, so they ain't racing. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem right there. See, they ain't going to never take that one, but they're drag race on the fence.
Right.
And win every last one of them.
Like I say, when I grew up with my dad, you know, I watched my dad and I was a kid, you know, and they go out there and race. And if a man I get $100 a gear, you know, I'm a little kid, I'm listening to it, you know. Or, you know, you take off, and then when I see you pass this person, I'm taking off.
Yeah.
And I'll all right,
Mick,
fun,
you got another call in the queue, Mick?
Not right now, Richard.
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow, man? Once you're coming up Capitol and see how things go, what we trying to do tomorrow, man, if you got free time?
Tomorrow, I got to go to I got to go to the doctor tomorrow, man. I got to go ahead and heart checked out again.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, when you get time, man, I'd like for you to come over there and check out some of the action we trying to bring to Capitol Raceway.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Did you go down Buzz Creek last night?
Yeah, I went down there.
What was the action? Because everything that was reported to me was the track was some crap. Wasn't nobody racing. And just it wasn't nothing going on. So basically, said it was a waste of time.
I mean, Larry Plum and them, they really put on the show the real fast boys did, but no, it wasn't a crowd there like that. I mean, one Chris Butler and his brother ran meet last night. Chris Butler ran meet last night. You know?
Oh, okay.
So I mean that was the only race actually happened. I had a race lineup with my Duster, but I just got the car, and something happened. So I was supposed to run the boys from down dog track, but I wasn't able to run them. But I got the car ready again. So,
Hey, the guys with the guy with the white Mustang, his name Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne. Yeah.
All right. This has been talked about before. It's probably going to be something that's always talked about. And they said it wasn't him because he don't get on the message board. But it was put out there on Street Freaks that what's the guy with the blue car? What's his name?
Melvin.
Okay.
Melvin's
car ran a XYZ style car, or Wicked Bird, as everybody know him. His car run XYZ. That's like the biggest no-no in the world.
Right, and I talked to Wayne.
Unless you're a person like me who class race, you know, and show it's time for everybody to see. Then there's no reason in grudge racing should anybody be putting someone's time on the open form like that. You know, mess things up. I've been accused of going in the tower, using the stopwatch, and all this other crazy kind of stuff to get people times, which I never have done. But you know that's. Putting a time out there on the message board, whether it's true or false, is just not cool, period. So
right,
I wanted to put that out there so everybody know if you're going to be in the grudge game or you're just talking, trying to get under somebody's skin, don't do no Bama shit like that.
Right. Right. Well, I had talked to Wayne and them, you know, and because I was kind of heated up about that because, I mean, it makes it look bad on everybody's side. Not only the two drivers, the two cars, I mean, make the track look bad, but you also have people that go on a website that just irritate things up. So, I mean, you know, you can't actually really
point fingers at nobody. I talked to them, and they swore, I mean, you know, that they didn't do it. But, like I say, I can't, it was, the only thing I can say, and I hope whoever listening, is, man, I mean, you take the fun out of racing when you do shit like that there. I mean, that makes everybody look bad. So,
right. I love the grudge racing because it's like it's a chess game. To me, make your move, I make my move.
Right.
We negotiate. Exactly. If it don't work, it don't work. I mean, if I got my ass because you out negotiating me, yeah, you're a better chess player.
Right. But you don't have a lot of up here. You don't have a lot of grudge races. You got a lot of talking. So I mean, you know, as far as how it happened, I really don't even want to. I hope that's the end of it.
You don't have to.
Yeah. You know, but. I hope that's the end of what happened at that particular time, but like Rick said, that's some Bama shit.
Right.
I mean,
you know, what they do at one of our tracks, they put a security guard right there, and then the owners are like, no one can put in a tower.
Right, and it should be like that. Because, I mean, the tower is a secure place. That's like your money in the bank. That's your money in the bank. Your time is your money in the bank.
Let me give you a scenario. God rest his soul, Nitrous John passed away about this time a year ago. And me and him, I was like one of the last two of the races. But we wouldn't do the shakedown together, you know, because we knew each other. He said, well, let me shake with you. I'll shake with you. I'll something fun. There was no way I could run him, but we went to make the shake. So we pulled back around to get our time slips. They didn't have them. So I go park my car, and then I go back to John. He says, use your time slip? He said, no. I said, okay, let's walk together to the tower. And the first thing the tower said, prove to us that those are your cars, and we'll give you a copy of each one. We'll print each one out for each one of y'all. And then that way we don't have no BS here. We was like, well, yeah. And then the manager, he knows me. He knows John. He walked around the corner and said, oh, yeah, those both their cars. And they cut John's in half. Well, they didn't cut in half. They printed John one and printed me one. And we both looked at them and said, okay, you know, what the hell we have to do for the rest of the day?
Yeah. I mean,
no one should go up in the tower, and you know what I'm saying? They should have, like, security or, you know,
hey, you don't really got to go in the tower. I've heard of situations where people will go to the ticket booth and say they with a car that they not with just to get the ticket.
No, I'm telling you, at our tracks, no one can walk up to the ticket booth and say, this is such is my car. They'll say, go get the driver and bring me his wristband and his car number. I mean, they're really tight on that. They would not do that, you know, even if it's a big guy. That big guy has to go over there, walk by himself and get his ticket wherever he can get it. And if he's racing somebody while he did it, he's got to take that person with him so they agree for him to have a slip.
All right. Well, we got another caller, so Nick, let's get the call in the queue.
Hold a minute, can I get a minute for a second?
All right, 8238
is
open.
Big Joy, can you hear me?
I don't know what Big Joy.
Hold that thought, running back to Big Joy's come back.
Okay.
Caller, how you doing?
What's going on, Trigger Ricky?
Hey, nothing.
Just great.
What's the word?
I don't know it, man. Just calling in, listening. Just listening to you.
Just
hey,
listening.
You got a? Is Sean on the line yet?
I don't know. He has a text, so I don't know. Nick, we got a. You see 843 in the queue?
I gotta get to his number.
What's Sean's last four?
Hold on a second. Y'all got me about to run off the road trying to look at the phone.
I don't have an 843 number. I don't hear it all right now.
843-2754.
No, he's not online right now.
But he ain't
on
just,
right now, James.
I'm just checking in, man. Just listening, see what everybody had to say.
Yeah, but what you guys say about that alternative way to skip a race or lock in the race?
Oh, man, that one is definitely tough. But Pete can get it any way he want to get it. Any kind of stipulation he want, Pete can have it.
Pete get it whatever way he want.
Yeah, on the 21st, he going to get it. Listen, what's going on with you and Pete? Huh? Pete talking smack. Pete talking smack. He know I don't have a door car, and I'm going to run in with my drag stick and give him what he wants to make it fair, since he claims he's 3,000 pounds.
And what?
So you got a dragster when we're in a door car?
Yeah, he wants to. I want to run Pete because Pete talks so much smack. I think he's a little cheerleader for the horses.
Why don't you guys try negotiating the tree?
We'll negotiate any way he want to do it.
There you go.
I'm game for anything he want to do. I'm trying to give him the break.
You know, that might be tough when a door car gets a track, so, I mean, you know, get a man something.
I'm on motor. He on gas with big motor. Split dominators, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay, well, I'm sorry, sir. I thought maybe he was a little smaller than that. That's something I can't get into.
No, he's big moto. He getting there to do that four-car shootout down the island.
But what kind of race would you give him? I mean, just a scenario race. What would you like to give him? Or you'd have the man on the phone?
I offered him the one-on-one at first. I was giving him the back tie, and I was going to clear him. He on everything he got. I'm on motor.
Oh, so you turn your nitrous off against his motor?
Well, I don't even have nitrous on mine.
Okay, sorry.
So he is, whichever way he comes to the racetrack, he can run.
Well, let's see if we got Pete in the queue. Mick, you see 804-0433?
Pete in the bushes, man. He ain't coming out.
804-0433, your mic is open.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up, Petey?
Da-da-da!
What's up, Petey?
Hey, James, I don't know why you're on your beating your chest. We already got the race streak. All I wanted to bring, don't keep talking to me, man. Just
we ain't beat. Hey, I ain't beating my chest, dog. I just want to race you, Pete.
Well, we already did. Hey, look, if you want to give me the break, you got the race. Simple as that.
21st down in Richmond.
All right, that's a Friday night.
Yes, Friday night, yeah.
Alright, I'm sorry
to get that. Well, so you said all you want is a break and y'all gonna get it on?
Yeah. Well, that's all I wanted. He would have came up here 2 weeks ago and gave me the break, but he never showed up.
Yeah, I couldn't make it. But you know, I live in Charlotte now,
right,
dog.
Here, man, this is showing you right here. Guys can get along and make a race. They ain't said you got 28 and Willie Barr. They made a race and they agreed to it. Let them get down.
Oh, we gonna get down. Me and Pete gonna shake it up.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's a good way. I mean, if you guys agree to it, sure nobody say nothing. But, you know, these guys saying, I got a Willie Bar, this is that. And, you know, let's find a turn of ways to make that race go on. Your fans is tired. Some of them understand, only three cars went down, but I paid $20 the whole night.
Hey, Pete.
Yes, Pete.
Pete, make sure you bring some Oreos when you come, too, okay?
Okay.
Bring some Oreos when you come.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
Which car are you running Chris with on the 6? Which car are y'all running?
You know what? I just left Speed Unlimited. I was trying to, you know, compensate with him about that and his new brother that he just found, Mike, was telling me that, you know, he had some money on the race, so we couldn't discuss that. So, I don't know. Man, he did before Mike interrupted him. He did say he was going to bring his car. So, I don't know. I mean, he didn't say whether he's particular to one car or another that I bring or not. So, I don't know.
Okay, I was just wondering.
I'd like to get the old Green Mile back out there. Real.
Okay. I was asking, you know, also my ass sneak up there and get the one off. You never know.
Oh, that's what I'm telling you. Oh, boy.
He said the
horse
had to do what?
Sneak up there and pick and get the one off.
And get the winner. Oh, well.
Yeah, we don't want to lose. We don't want to win.
Being sneaky.
Hey, well, if y'all that man that y'all say y'all are, y'all can run the winner and the loser.
Ain't too much of that.
Huh?
We can.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's
That's on October the 6th. Now, I don't know if Kenny has returned the phone call to Ralph or the Alley Boys about the October 13th date or not. Last I was told, he had not. So, one way or the other, I guess, you know, y'all coming up, come on. But if I need to have both there, I can.
Well, that'll make it even better. Just when you come out anyway.
Well, as a matter of fact, you know what? I was told that JC's supposed to come out there on that date on October the 6th.
Oh, I don't know, Rich. I don't know. Yeah, talk to JC, but that.
Yeah, that's what I've been told by quite a few people, that he's supposed to be up on the 6th. So, you know, I can boogie-woogie on his brain again.
Did you say boogie-woogie?
Boogie-woogie on his brain.
No comment on that for me.
He's a
nasty
guy.
I can just get the horsemen in there. I know I can get them in there.
The six is on
any of y'all.
I'm still on the boogie woogie on Kenny ass too, so he ain't
Well, that's what I'm trying to say now.
I just can't go this weekend.
Well, we ain't got to talk with Jason no more. We just go and get to him, Kenny, and we go and get it over with.
See, there you go again, Pete.
Oh, hey James, I have my car there. Rick can get me too. Ain't no problem.
Well, you talk for Kenny. You talk for you, don't talk for Kenny. I can talk for Kenny. You can't be
If I tell him Kenny gonna do it. So
act like you boss of Kenny or something. Kenny got a whole mind.
No, James. As a team, if Kenny speaks for me,
Kenny
if I'm not around, Kenny can speak for me, and he say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna back him up and come do it. Simple as that.
Ain't no team shit, man. You can't be talking for that man. That man got a mind of his own.
You can speak for that dragster and the woman what's going on over here.
That man got a mind of his own. If Kenny can't speak for himself, then that means Kenny less than a man.
He might not be on the phone, so I can speak for him.
It doesn't matter. If Kenny won't run that man, Kenny call him and ask him for a pass. You ain't got to talk for him. Talk for that black and orange car.
And did I just tell you I can get that there, too?
Okay, well, just leave it alone, then. You run in with the black and orange car. And
Kenny, you
want to
run with the black and orange car on the seat?
Yeah, that's right. You ask him about your car. Leave Kenny car alone.
I can get any car there that's available that we still have.
Any car is available. Ass, you don't own none of them cars. How can you
talk
to somebody else?
The black and orange one, I do have ownership in that one, and I call shots on it. So
okay, well,
you
call shots on the black and orange one. Leave the black and blue one alone.
So I can call that one, too. Hey, Tim, I ain't going to argue with you all night. You just want me to
drive. So, hold on, guys. So the guy, this is a man who's speaking about the car. He got the booking rights because we have a guy we call VP up here. He can make booking rights for all of us.
I can make booking rights for any other horseman call.
You can't make those booking rights. You probably can, but you
well,
can't.
Well, I understand, but we have guys up here do that, so I'm not going to disrespect the man. I'm respecting what you're saying, too. You said the man can't get on the phone, and I respect that because I say the same thing. Don't speak for the man unless he has exclusive booking rights to do it, but you're not going to speak for somebody else to run me. I mean, that's me personally, unless that guy does have booking rights.
Well, yes. let's skip past all that. Pete, you heard my topic for the day. I posted it on Facebook, so you've seen it. What's your thoughts about the topic?
That's a tough one, but I mean, you can always negotiate a race of the treat. You know, all you gotta do is get straight with the people that's running the clocks or whatever. And if you want to give a guy half a second spot or whatever, then they can program it in, and you can make any race happen that you want to make happen. So.
Right, but you can't hide some numbers over either. That's the whole thing. It's a gambling game. It's a chess game. You know what I'm saying? Some people do, some people don't know. So a guy like you, you're going to be really good on the tree. You're like, well, I can't take everybody. I can eat the second brother.
Yeah, see, a guy that really bracket race, that knows about bracket racing, then of course, he can give a guy something in the bud because he probably figured he got a painting on cutting a better light, so he's going to get some of it back right there. So why not try that?
Not even that. You might be faster than me. I mean, here you got a nice car, and I got a little small car. I might come to you and say, give me the top up myself. You might look at my car and say, okay, let's do it. I know I can't beat you, but I'm going to try it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to shake your hand before we go. I know I ain't going to be able to beat you, but hey, it is what it is. Won't nobody else race me. You will.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
But if I don't do nothing else, I promise you I'm going to get James Green a good pass with.
That's what I want, dog. I don't think you can do it, Pete. All that nitrous you got, all that motor you got. And I'm coming.
You know, all that
I'm coming.
All that don't matter. Just get in the ring, man.
Hey, hey, I'm coming to a gunfight with a knife. And on the 21st, I'm going to cut you.
Well, you know what I have for you, open your mouth on, so don't cry.
I ain't
going
to kill you. I ain't going to kill you. I'm just going to make you bleed. I'm going to poke you.
Let's get back to Nick. And Nick, we got any more callers in the queue?
Yes, sir. 804-7584. Your mic is up your back.
Tricky Ricky, what's up, buddy? What's up? This is standalone Gene Stevens here.
Standalone.
What's up, standalone Gene?
I ain't doing much. I was thinking about kind of heading up there and invading your property tomorrow, but I'd have voted against that.
Oh, well, why did you do that?
Well, I figured if I got up there, I might get a race on with you or something.
Come on. Nah, not tomorrow. That was the whole reason why I told Kenny I couldn't run him tomorrow. It's just I spent so much money this week trying to get this car together. It ain't enough money on the table to gamble with.
You stay for another week. We're going to dinner with it.
Well, that's cool.
How you been doing?
I appreciate you letting me be safe for another week. I appreciate it.
You know,
hey,
we like that. We got your back, Anita.
Hey, Gene.
Yes, sir.
You ain't a standalone, bro. You ain't a standalone. I got you.
I'm standing alone all by myself.
Uh-uh.
I am in no way, shape, or form affiliated with nobody.
That's the best way to be in there.
That's the best way to be.
I'm a
always looking to race.
You always looking to race?
Always looking to race.
Hey, well, I think this was last week. Somebody sent me a text message saying that, could I get in touch with Wicked Bird for one of you all to race. Was that correct?
I didn't hear anything about that.
That was Pete.
Rick, because John wanted to get the rerun on with him before he got ready, before he made the deal with the car, but unfortunately, you know, time ran out. So.
That John was trying to get him a duck before he went out.
Yeah, there you go. Give him something to sleep.
He like can beat somebody with it.
Well, I'll be looking forward to him with this new car and all this stuff he got going on.
Yeah, he coming at you. He coming at your home. It's gonna be interesting. Mm-hmm.
He may be coming, but it's gonna be a long time. It's gonna be real slow.
ain't gonna take a long reach to touch you.
Say that again. It ain't going to be longer. What?
It's not going to take him long to reach out and touch you.
Okay, it's going to take him a long time, man.
You know the
sad part about that is it's easy to talk about doing something, but it's real hard to actually go out and do it. So people talk about they can run a number, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. And once you get out there and you get to trying and it just don't be clicking together and going your way, you find out real quick, man, this shit ain't as easy as I thought it was going to be.
Thank you, Tricky Ricky. A pair of lips, as my good friend once told me, a pair of lips can say anything for getting a job done with no sport.
Yeah, you're right about that. A pair of lips will say anything.
Mm.
So.
A whole lot of people write checks with that, with their mouth, but their ass can't cash.
Oh, boy. Preach.
But, like I said, I don't know what he coming with. He said it was a Camaro. He was going to be doing some class-specific stuff. I think that's what he told me, until he get what he want to be where he want to be.
And then maybe by then, you know, he can holler at me. And so once he reached that point, it should be the same way. You know, he never came to me begging or asking for nothing. So I would assume that he's going to come the same way.
Hey, Rick, I think you plan on running the same plan as y'all running there. Because we coming for that belt. We want that belt.
Who did what? Wait, say that again.
We're going to run the same plans that you run the OPS plans because we're coming for that belt. I'm letting you know right now we're coming for that belt.
You're going to run the same class I'm running in with what? The car dog?
Yeah. We're going to run the OPS. It's in 5 class. We want that belt.
Man. Y'all will be in the second OPS field. You won't make the top half.
They be in the consolation race.
Yeah. There you go. Consolation race.
I ain't gonna say much right now, but surprise, surprise. That's all I'm gonna say. So.
Well, I'm saying it all for you. You won't make the top half of the field.
Guaranteed.
Y'all will be in the 2 to 6 car shootout that didn't make the top 8.
The consolation, the Bobo race. It's the Bobo race.
Yeah.
Y'all guys funny.
I'm being serious with you, man.
It's
some heavy hitters out here, man.
I got no more to say.
You know what Mr. Larry Mack told you when you called?
Yeah.
What Larry tell you?
It doesn't matter, man. Time will tell.
Them words, when it comes to the top of the food chain over here, that's what Larry told you. Rick is at the top of the food chain over here, man. There's some fast guys over here.
Man.
But it's all good. It's all good. If y'all come, I look forward to having y'all over here.
Yeah,
but I'm going to send y'all ass home every goddamn chance I get.
No. Well, hey, look. There's one thing I know. You're going to every race, there's going to be one winner. So, it's going to be what it's going to be.
Hey, James, you should come up here and be a witness to this shit so they can't lie.
Oh, boy, they'll have to kill me up there. Rick, they'll kill me up there. They'll kill me. John White will kill me.
I got your back, guys.
John White will flat out kill me because I'm going to be talking so much shit in his ear.
I make sure I get one of my track security or 50 to escort you around so, you know, won't nothing happen.
Yeah, because I'm being
John here. I'm going to tell you, once we get that belt, y'all ain't going to get it back unless something happens to the car. Y'all ain't get that belt back.
I got a question for you.
Hey, ain't no more questions. We coming for that belt. Now, I told you we were coming to get that simple as that.
Wait a minute, James. Pete, what happened to y'all bringing the car up here for Larry to look at it?
Say what now?
What happened to y'all bringing your car up here for Larry to look at it, to see if it was legal?
After we changed plans, that all that went out the window because we got a back half, so we ain't got to go through none of that no more. So all that's out the window.
All right, so we got a race the 29th, the 13th, and
they ain't racing this year.
The car will be ready this year. We're not running the car next year.
Oh, Lord, man.
It'd be this time next year.
Hey, James, y'all ain't paying lip to say anything. Yeah, lip say anything.
Yeah.
I ain't got that already.
Y'all talking to me about it. Y'all going to get a belt, and y'all ain't even racing this year. Come on, man.
Hey, Rick. Nah, we ain't coming. Nah, when we come, we're going to be correct. Trust me.
Rick, I do have one question for Pete.
Okay, go ahead, James.
I got a question for Pete. Hey, Pete.
Yes, James.
Y'all couldn't get a light car to go fast. How you going to get a heavy car to go fast?
Hey, James.
What you
shut up.
He couldn't get a light car to go fast. How you going to get a heavy car to go fast? That means he got to buy a car and a motor.
Wait a minute. Now on his defense, now I don't know if y'all seen what I saw. But I saw John go sneak off one day down at Buzz Creek. And I don't think he knew, but they recorded John. And you had to see this video at that time or you wouldn't know. John put a number on the board. It just wasn't fast enough to beat me.
Huh? What'd
you
say?
John did put a number on the board. It was a fast number. It just wasn't fast enough to beat me.
What the old one?
Yes, sir.
What hey, don't look, think that he showed you that.
No, he didn't. Listen to me real clear. I don't think Don was aware that he was being filmed when he made the pass. They posted the video, but a very select few people saw this video. And if you didn't know where to go to find it, you wouldn't see it. I just happened to be one of the people who saw it, and I saw the number that he put on the board. And he put up a good number. It just wasn't good enough to beat me.
Don't tell everybody.
So what they gonna do? What they gonna do when they strap another 1,200 pounds onto it?
Hey, James. I hope you don't think he come over with that small block.
Damn. So John got to buy a car and a motor to get by Trigger Ricky.
Man, it ain't for Trigger Ricky. It's something that we just want to do to have fun. We ain't doing it for no objective person to try to get nobody. We just want to do something that we can have fun doing and enjoy. That's all we do.
Hey, Pete. I won't have no fun chasing up this damn belt. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Tell John White, I got a motor, I'll sell it.
Say what,
D? I said, tell John White, I got a motor, I'll sell it.
Nah, we already got a hammer. Trust me.
All right.
Got a hammer already. Why didn't you put in the automobile? He just sold that last week.
AJ, why you asking so many questions? I'm going to just ask you in front of you.
I'm just trying to find out what's going on. Sound like to me, come on, talk around in circles.
You said you got a hammer?
Yeah,
I'm standing here trying to think of something right now, but it's a ball peen. I'm looking at a little head on it.
We ain't got Sean on the line yet. Hey, Ricky. Ricky.
Ricky might be in the closet.
804-9811, your mic is open. 804-9811, your mic is open.
804-9811. That sounds like the Prince numbers on the Prince song.
877-9311.
All right. Fat boys, get ready to call in.
All right. 202-6158. Your mic is open.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
That's why I see. I just had a quick question. I just got on the show. Tell Gene, repeat the last comment he said.
Yeah, I didn't hear that name. I had to click over because Wolfpack was calling.
Nah, this was a while ago. I just got on the show probably 5 minutes ago. He said something about he ain't affiliated with nobody. I don't understand that.
Who is this? Oh, yeah, that's been a minute ago. That's why I see.
Who the hell is YIT?
The guy that beats all in the conventional head shootout down there, Colonial Beach.
Oh,
that's what that is.
Tell him I got his ass whooping sitting in my trailer.
He had a question for you.
Listen, fool, you listen to what I say. I say I want you to repeat that last phrase you said. You said you're not affiliated with nobody. Now, clean your ears out real good. I said, I'm not affiliated with nobody. Kenny Beecham drives the car. I own the car. I sponsor the car. It's my car. When I tell you that bitch needs to go to the track, it goes. When I say it stays home, it stays home.
Yes, sir.
Other than that,
I thought that's what I heard. I had just got on the show and I heard you talking. That's why I asked.
The clubs and all that shit, just too much bullshit with them. So I go to the track when I want to go to the track. If a man drives the car, I'll go. If you don't, I'll stay the hell at home.
Damn, you feel like I'm feeling now.
I don't mind driving the car. I'm just tight in that car. That car is tight on me.
You know, I'm
the same way, man. I'm the same way. I build my car, I race my car.
Gene, you gotta lose some weight.
What's that?
Getting a little fat.
You gotta lose some weight.
Shit, who you talking? Nah, my knees up in the steering wheel. If that car haven't got out of the groove or got loose on me, I'd have a hell of a time trying to drive it. Kenny, it fits him perfect.
Oh.
That's why I let him get in there and do his thing.
Okay. Well, you still getting your ass in the seat, regardless of you telling me that.
Yeah, if I need to, I will get in that seat.
You gonna get in the seat. You gonna get in the seat.
But okay, yeah, go ahead, open them up, Mick. Hey, James, your buddy on.
2754, your mic is open.
What's up, Trigger? How's everything going?
Everything's going good. Sean, how you doing, sir? Your good friend, Mr. James Green, was requesting you, man. I guess y'all had something going on today.
You know, all thing I want from James is for him to get that black Mustang and Dalton on the 29th. That's all I need from him.
Oh, Lord. We'll love it, man.
See if we can get Gene in there. I believe Gene has confirmed that he's going to be there, I think. Now, I don't know.
Gene's going to be there.
Sean, it ain't mine. You know how he is.
I know, man. I can't speak for him.
But me and you got a little race going on. We going to race or what?
Yeah.
Y'all gotta fill us in on this. Now, what's this race here?
James is gonna get the break. How far are we going, James?
60 foot.
Oh man, you gotta go farther than that.
Man, I ain't got a whole lot of air, y'all. I ain't got a whole lot of air, man. I'm fat and old. You see. I get the brake. You got a carbon fiber bottle.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You go take the gas, or we might go heads up.
Hey, now, that's the first. Hey, Kev, did you hear that tip? He said he got a carbon fiber bottle.
Carbon fiber bottle.
Too much background. That was the part of this tip. He said he got a carbon fiber bottle, so he got to give him something.
Yeah, exactly.
Carbon fiber, man, please. You better give him some. You got a carbon fiber bottle. Yeah, I want you to sponsor me. You got some money.
I got 30 pounds on Shaw. He got to give me something.
Dang.
30 pounds,
man.
Shaking the move.
We on foot, man.
All right, wait a minute. What you need, people talk.
We're on foot. I got 30 pounds on him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we racing on foot.
Okay, well, I apologize, sir. I'm in the wrong. I mean, I'm sorry. I was running on foot. Come on, Tricky. You got it. I got you, man.
Well, wait, it's 1 too many people talking at the same time. That's what's making it hard to understand what everybody's saying.
Oh, okay.
Kevin, what you saying?
I said, I'll give him 100 you beat him, and another 100 you clear him.
Oh, shit.
Who that woman though?
Somebody got it.
Kevin.
Yo.
It ought to be fun.
Who the 100 on? Who the 100 on?
Me and Sean, we doing that?
Huh?
Sean.
Yo, yeah, I'm here.
Somebody's phone got some ugly noise.
I swear, man.
Somebody got an echo.
Somebody got they must have their laptop on or something. Or...
Yeah, it's not me, Ricky. They're feeding back into the show.
Hello?
I don't know whoever that is. I'm going to try to mute my phone and see if it go away. It might be me. Hold on.
How about it now?
It was you.
Hello?
It's still there.
No, it was gone.
Well, hey, Sean.
Yes, sir.
What's going on with you, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get ready for my little show, man. Just
you know, just trying to get ready and chill out and see till we find a fourth confidential shoot out here with Pete Kenny and Joe Wright.
Uh-huh.
We're looking for a fourth car.
Yep, I like to talk my brother into coming down there, but he ain't gonna do it.
Why you say that, James? Why not?
I just don't think he's gonna come down there. He ain't Ronnie probably would, but I don't know if Wade would do it or not. It's worth a call. Have you tried calling him?
I mean, I can't ever get a hold of Wade, but I can't ever get him, you know. I called Ronnie the other time when I was out there headhunting, but you know.
Yeah, I don't. I hadn't even talked to Waylon.
Kenny might follow me.
I know anybody. I could get in there and drive it. But he won't let me take it.
Hey, Jay, you ready for all that? That Mustang look good. That beast always a good boy.
Hold up. I'm trying to find out where this echo coming from, because it is terrible. Nick, any way you can find out where that's coming from or who phone that is?
Say something else for me again, Ricky.
I just had it on mute.
Can you find out whose phone that is or where it's coming from?
No, I can't figure out who he is. I've been taking turns muting on open mic to see if I can get rid of it, but it won't go away.
Okay.
I had mine on mute.
On mute the whole time.
James, I bet you that's your phone, James.
I had mine on mute, I think. Hold on, let me mute.
Yeah, it was him.
Hello?
Is anybody phone on speakerphone?
Sean, mute your phone for a second, Sean. See if it's still
there. It went away then, Ricky, whoever it was.
Yeah, it went away.
I'm still in.
Sean, that's you.
Oh, damn. It's my dumb ass phone.
I told you, man. There's something wrong with your phone. Man, every time I call, your phone will be breaking up when I'm dialing.
hey, Dave.
Yo,
it's straight now. Waylon don't need to buy my that car. That old man looked good up the other week, man. I tipped my hat to him, Lord, man. It looked good. He really impressed me.
He don't do too bad for old part, does he?
Huh?
He don't do too bad for old part.
Nah, he look good. He look good.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hey. I ain't talking to him a couple weeks. Yes, sir.
We'll get your brother to come on down to South Carolina. Man, I'll be nice to him. I promise I'll be on my best behavior.
You be on your best behavior? That ain't no fun. That ain't no fun, Sean. You be on your best behavior. He told you he couldn't do nothing with you. Didn't he tell you that?
Well, I mean, they don't have nothing to do with Pete and Joe Wright.
Oh, well, Pete, yeah, but Kenny like family. He don't want to beat up on family.
Oh, no. Me and my family, we race all the time against each other.
Hold on. Hey, look. Me and Kenny like brothers, but if we had drew each other and then we had to race each other, wouldn't they want us to give it up?
He probably would have got freight train like he did with Big Section.
Well, guess what? It may be so, but we still going to race. We still going to race.
Man said he breaks car again.
Break. Raise up your punches, James.
Okay, sorry. I ain't hitting balls.
What I got dog calling me. Hold on. Y'all go ahead and talk about the dog real quick.
I didn't mean to punch you the balls, Pete. I'm sorry.
Man, I don't love it, man. I just love racing. I'm just saying win or lose. I just enjoy doing it. I already know you're going to win all your races, so.
On the 23rd?
I'll
be mad. Pete, on the 23rd?
That's all that matters.
When I race, hey, Sean, I'm going to race him on the 21st in Richmond, right?
Really, dog?
When I run by him, I'm going to pull a shoot on him.
You want Pete, dog? Hey, what you running Pete with?
My dragster.
Man, that long ass car.
Yeah, I got the clear. I'm going to clear it. I'm giving him the break, but I'm going to just throw in the clear just for shits and giggles.
Oh, my gosh. Pete, what you think about
hey,
that?
Mick,
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm trying to figure out how you're going to spot a man faster than him. But I'm going to shut up and sit back.
Hey, you got dog number?
You stupid.
Now, I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, Ricky.
Hold up, y'all. Did you got dog's phone number?
I got it, Ricky. I'll text it to you.
You want me to call him?
Just call him. I was trying to flick him over, but my phone acting up, and I can't even merge the phone call. I can't send out no text message or nothing right now.
Get out that track phone. Get out that track phone, Rick.
Everybody know Dog's brother passed away. You know, let me show a shout out to him.
Yeah, I'm in the bushes right now.
Right, I'm sorry. I can't let everybody know, you know, because I love out to him.
You with John White in the bushes?
I ain't with John in the bushes. I'm down in the bushes. I'm in the woods.
Hello.
Hey, Godfather,
what's up?
Hey, Godfather, I'd like to send my condolences to you about the loss of your family.
Yeah, I'm out here with my family now. We out here having a good time. We out here, you know, my brother passed, and we having a strip remodel. But, you know, they said, you know, it ain't time for flower down in the South. It's time for the party. Ain't no time to be for flower because, my brother passed. We buried him tomorrow.
Well, all our prayers go out to you, dog.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I appreciate it, fellas. I appreciate it. But like I said, you know, life goes on, and we got to keep doing what we're doing, bro.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. Yeah, I hear that. But I'm out here now with my family, my mother, my sisters, my brothers, all of them. We all here having a good time, man.
Hey, I got something funny for you tonight.
You got what now?
Something a little funny for you. They got your boy Kimo on the phone tonight.
Who on the phone?
I said your buddy Kimo was on the other show.
Oh, I need to talk to Kimo with this motherfucking ass. Him and Big George, them my two heroes. Big George and Kimo.
They put a headlock on.
Yeah, well, look here. They out here acting such a bigger fool. I just keep hearing y'all. But, Tricky, y'all be good, man, and you keep doing what you're doing, man. You keep on pumping the shit up like you've been doing, bro.
Hey, well, look, I wanted you on because I wanted your opinion on alternative ways to set up a race besides, you know, giving somebody the kick or the back tie or doing one-on-one. You know, you like the Godfather of this stuff. Well, you ain't like you are the Godfather. So that's why I called you to get you on to get your input on that.
Well, to be honest with you, to set up a race, man, to set up a race, if you're a grudge race, you know about who's in your area, who's in your category. Ain't easy to go there trying to run a guy you know you 2 or 3 tenths, half a second faster than him, because y'all ain't going to get no good race off. So what you need to do is just get a joker that's in your same category, and y'all go ahead and do it, Tricky.
Okay.
That's the only way I can say it, man. That's the only way I do it because really, if you go mess with a guy that he know you faster than him, and maybe you're half a second faster than him, y'all ain't gonna be able to talk all day. Y'all ain't gonna never start a race. Y'all ain't gonna be able
to talk. All right. Well, Kevin had brought up the idea of doing it off the tree.
That's what I'm trying to say. If you do it off the tree, it's tricky that you got the advantage. I ain't want to put no shoes out there, but you got the advantage because you done bragging race before. So if they do it on the tree, you're going to kill whatever you give them on the tree, you're going to kill them on the tree. I did chuckle some on the tree also. Because he's sleeping, if you give him a bum and he sleep half of the damn bum, he ain't got you.
I'm gonna tell y'all
right now. If a joker out there that ain't never bragging race, do not take it off the tree. Do not let Tricky Ricky get you like that, cause Tricky Ricky gonna mess y'all ass up. I'm telling you. I'm sorry, Tricky. You shouldn't ask me, but you got the advantage on them on that because you're used to that tree more than they are.
Well, that's a lot of people up here in my way, but all right, no problem.
Okay.
No problem.
But anyway, man, y'all be good. I don't want to hold y'all up because right now I can't really hear that good. But, man, I appreciate y'all getting on me. I appreciate all the prayers and the well wishes for my family, and I thank y'all, man.
All right. Happy birthday also,
dog. All right, y'all be good, man. I love all y'all, man. Y'all take care. All right, y'all take care.
All right. Well, should be interesting, but, you know, with all this being said, we still need some more racing going on. There ain't no damn racing going on.
Right. I was just saying, you know, don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, well, no, we ain't knocking it. I'm just saying.
Hey, Ricky, you know, I might try you, buddy.
That's cool.
You know, we'll give the fans something to see.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm always
we'll
asking.
Talk.
Hey, look, the thing is, I can't run everybody. You know what I mean?
No,
we got a lot of other guys here in the area with cars. Just nobody seems to be racing. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for Kenny and Gene and Pete and John to step up as a team to, you know, do some racing, there still wouldn't be shit going on around here.
So. Right, but you got to realize, too, say, for instance, Rick, this is my thing. Say, for instance, I'll give you a scenario. Say if you did put that race on. And like me, I don't care if I win or lose. It's a gamble. It's a chess game. But a lot of people see me coming to track, and they say, oh, shit, I'm full grown. They got full grown in here. You know? And we're having a good time. People come talk to me, you know, and everything else. It's just like how Joe is. Joe is a heads-up racer, and he skips his race. I'm not mad at him, but like we said the night to him, we told Joe, you get a lot more races, make a lot more money if you just get down with people.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe has his reason, so we respect him for it. I mean, same as Tricky Ricky, same as me, same as the rest of the guys on his phone. But if a guy comes to you one night and you feel that you can use that tree to your advantage, use it.
That's cool. Mick, we got any more callers in the queue? I ain't heard from Jay Barnes in a while. What's going on with Jay? Not this moment. Well, before I forget, you know, everybody knows that the show was sponsored by Jay Barnes of Grudge Inc. If it wasn't for Grudge Inc., we wouldn't have a show to talk about this great stuff and to possibly set up any races over the air. You know, it would still be message board type
right.
stuff. So, thankful
hey, Rick,
for that.
Hey, Rick, look at it this way. How did I meet you? You know, calling your show and talking to you. You know, we were almost 800 miles, 700 miles away. But it's good to meet
right.
you and meet the guys I'm on the phone with. This is what it's here
yep.
for. You know, guys don't, you know, these guys are going to talk, this is messing the whole game. No, it's not. Just like my man said, the guys.
You know, I've never agreed with that simply because, you know, everybody is different. So you always going to hear a different conversation from a different area all the time. I think the problem was, you know, they felt as though it was infringing on what they were doing, but it became so watered down in the South that you was hearing about the same stuff 4 days a week, about the same people, and every, you know what I'm saying, all in the same circle. So, you know, that kind of get redundant and old after a while, you know. There's nothing
right.
wrong with hearing something new.
Well, Ricky, I think what I'm hearing from you is that we need to break the cycle up, just the South, just the East, and all come together and just get down. You know, if you don't want to race, you don't want to race. Respect them. You know, I mean,
yeah.
that's why I'm going to the race, the North versus South and the Third. I hope the rest of you guys come. It's going to be nice. You know, I mean, I'm from the North. You got majority of guys are from North of me. That, we're representing us to race the South.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to make it. I normally go to a quarter-mile race that time of year, but November the 2nd, my birthday, so the 3rd may be something that I have to venture out on.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is that they came up here to the North to Indiana race us, right? They cried
yeah.
and bitched, and we came with the point. So I think a lot of our guys now are saying, you know what, we're going to be super the 8th mile to not get down. And I just think that's what's going to happen. A lot of guys are changing, so whatever we got to do to run the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to take them. And then, you know, maybe like you okay, we're going to do the North versus South over here in South Carolina or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, and you might say, okay, it's quarter mile. And then we're ready. But the South got to quit, you know, dogging us out when we want rates. My thing with the South is my personal opinion, those guys make a lot of horsepower. But you, everybody on the phone, no, we weren't quarter mile. Once you get past the 8th mile, that's something that's doing something to you. You got your ass cheeks as tight as hell. You got to ride through it. I just don't think they're not used to it.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know, they talk about us, but I'm just saying, run through the 8th mile, you run through the quarter, and come back and talk how your ride was. See, I think the northern guys are more, you know, not saying they're better drivers, but we know that once you pass 8th mile, it's about to get hot and heavy. You don't know which way it's going to go. You're trying to, you know, move a little bit here, and keep it straight.
Hey, Tricky Red.
Yes.
Hey, yeah, but to comment on what my man said about the quarter mile racing, to each his own. I mean, I feel little boys run quarter mile. My car fast no way can do impressive times in 8 miles. You know what I'm saying? And speed. So my driver don't like going out there. I ain't lost nothing down there. You know, I'm a Southern racer. And when we gonna start negotiating races, it's 8 miles. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
You don't really do a lot of quarter mile racing around here.
Well, right, no, we're not dogging you guys out. What we're saying is that we did North race. You know, they said it was going to come to us when they came, and then it turned into something different. So we went to 8th mile with them, and we accommodated. And I know you were in 8th mile. That's fun. And it's great. But we just saying, you know, if some guys do run 8th mile, they say we slow because we run the quarter. You know, and I don't have these guys on the phone run the quarter mile, but I like the 8th mile now. I ain't going to lie to you. I love it. Because I hate getting past 8th mile. You got to drive that son of a bitch. You, oh, shit. It's going right to the left. You know what I'm saying? I like the 8th mile. I like going 8th mile. I think it's less on your car. I don't disagree with you guys running 8th mile. But I understand if the guys in the north here say, you know what, we're going to run the quarter mile, they accommodate us and don't say we sorry. That's all I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you guys.
I was telling you, Tricky Ricky had a conversation. What was that? We had one like last week or so about a certain individual that, you know, was like, fuck all the Southern races. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you start seeing comments like that, you know, you got to put out who you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I told Tricky Ricky, and I made an announcement on the show, you know, to the Southern race that said it, pick a fucking lane. Pick the fucking best one. And he got 1-1. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So, you know, when you start putting out there, you know, Southern races, you got to address what? That's what you're talking to. You know what I'm saying? Because when I caught my mouth with Northern race, I'm specifically talking about who I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like I asked about Waverly. You know what I'm saying? Whoever else I want to fucking run, you know, I'm calling them by name because the one thing is I don't do the hating game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's some shit about somebody from the South is calling Waverly Green and Ron nobody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's
right.
Nobody. And his shit just as fast, probably just as fast as my shit. You know what I'm saying? But he got to get out there and see. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it's just a little game that some of these cowards be playing. We got cowards in the fucking South. We got cowards in the North. You know what
and you're right. I agree with you 100%. I would have suspected nothing like that, but I'm just telling you. You know, guys with true grudge races, they're going to make a race.
Just,
I mean, when you were back in Tracy, I was with my dad, and I remember, you know, my dad is 61 Ford, and he raced it all the way when I was a kid. Up to the 70s, you know what I'm saying? He sold that and got him a trim. My father was a Ford man, you know what I'm saying? And they used to go out there, Myron Dragway or Detroit Dragway, and get down. Or they, after that, they went on the streets and got down. You know, but it just, you know, is this what I'm going to say. This is not good truth. Is this skipping 28, 29, is that really hurting the game? I think that's what I really truly want to say. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, all this little skipping stuff. Because me personally, if I come up and I feel I can get a chance with a guy, I'm going to try it. And if he tells me no, then I'm going to shake his hand and say, you know what, sir? Have a good day. I'm not going to call you no coward. Because at first, my time was for the quarter mile, you might still be at 8. But if
Sean ain't got that problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's there. But what I'm saying, though, is, you know, I hear a lot in the South. But they're not getting no races on. You come up here up north, and they're racing. I mean, the track is completely gone. If it's motorcycles, if it's, you know, whatever kind of car, it's from 13 to 15 to 8 seconds, 7 seconds. They're constantly going. Now, when a heavy hitter's one, I'm going to get the same. Let's say Tricky, Ricky, and Joe. They're on the track, and they say they're on a certain time, and they go to the officials that these guys are on a certain time. They will shut the track down so everybody chill out. We got a big race going on. We got Tricky Ricky and Mississippi Joe going on. They show the track down and tell them, hey, when these two get over with, then you have to continue unless you got some more good races. We're not gonna sit here all day and just twiddle our thumbs. You know,
but see, you know, that's why I've been trying to invite some of the northern racers. I mean, well, the guys from Virginia and Maryland down south up to my show on the 29th. Show them how it really goes down. You know what I'm saying? Kill all the bullshit. Kill all the other garbage that goes on. You know what I'm saying? Just come down, have some fun, and fucking race.
You know what I'm saying? No fake-ass lock-ins and none of that shit like that on the flyer.
Right.
You know, I'm locked in with troublemaker and Leroy on that day. That's the only person I'm worried about. Anybody else, you come down, you pick your man. Let's get it on.
Right, sir, but I think what it is, you got to realize that you guys have, like, you know, the way you did the race when the South invaded the South will die ass. Tony Bynes, y'all boys is just knocking us off. No BS. But I think what happened is I think that we all need to get together on with Jay Barnes, Tricky Ricky, and you yourself, and Biz, and you know the guys up here. Y'all need to sit around and say, you know what, we got a race this month. You know, North invading the South this month. You know, for next year, you know, invading the South. You know, so everybody's there. You know, I think it's kind of hard because everybody commit to come to the third. Not saying anyone come to your race. I would love to come, but then that makes me have to, you know, spend, say, $3,000 in betting money, gas money, motel money, and other stuff, and trying to come back the next week. You know, like the guy was saying, I sponsor my own car. I don't get no money from nobody, you know, and it's just, and I work, you know what I'm saying? I got a son in college. I'm, you know, still helping, you know, finish his, get paying him off in college. And I would love to come to this show. I swear to God I would. Hell, if I was a fucking millionaire, I'd sponsor a couple guys from the north. Hey, look here. At his show. I'm going to pay you for the fine, but just go down to his show, come back next week. I got you covered.
Right.
Because I want this thing to be, you know,
I mean, none of us, I mean, well, I know I don't. Let me change. I was about to say none of us. But I know I don't. I don't have the courtesy of where motherfuckers is coming to pay me to come race. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I asked this dude one time, and me and the dude got into a pissing contest. The basically, I ended up pulling the fuck you. My fault. I said, fuck this thing. I'm going to stay home. But, you know, I'm not one of those types where, you know, you can give me $500 and all this other shit, this, that, because if I think I can win, I win every day. If I think I can win, I'm fucking coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's how I was when I came to Columbia. They didn't do nothing about the track. You know what I'm saying? And Pete and Kenny, those guys, they were cool. We all became very cool on the telephone and everything and out chilling. So I felt that I could win, so I came. You know?
Right.
That's just how it was.
Right. And that's the way it should be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think what we should do some, you know, just, you know, guys, I'm not a promoter or anything like that, but I'm just going to say, no. How about if we did something that was in Macon, and then we did some up here in Detroit, and then we did some on the East Coast out there with Ricky and the Mel. We got three get it tated races that we need to be at. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and I heard
saying make it like a circuit.
Right. Just make it a circuit. So, you know what? This day is here. I mean, let's not start out huge, but let's just try three races out the whole year. Spread them out 3 months apart or 2 months apart. So that guy can go, oh, hey, boss, I need this day off. Or I need such as time off. Or I need, you know, I got to get my money up to go to this race. You know, and then the week before, which I've been respecting the guys, they've been doing a lot of, like the week before the race, locking their races.
Right.
But we need to come together.
You definitely got a point there because, like we've talked before, it's just too many daggone shows. I mean, it's just too much stuff going on every week here for a $20 show or something. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you heard about that. We would.
Right, sir. And I agree with you 100%. But this is my thing. Okay, back in the days, and we all raced with this sanction. You know what I'm saying? I can say two sanctions. They say it started in California or whatever. Okay, fine. Now we got Hurricane in California. California wants to come out to there. You know, so just look at it this way. We got West Coast. We got the North, we got the South and East Coast. I think right in there we should have four races locked in with I'm not a governor, but you guys are to say, hey, Jay Barnes or say, hey, such, let's spread these races out so we can put on the show. I mean, guys in California, they're trying to get Las Vegas dragster for us. Wouldn't that be a hell of a track for us to, you know, travel out and go to with enough time where you can save your money to go or where you gotta go?
Yep.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, let's, as you said, sir, let's, you know, so many shows going on, but look at this, MA's, you know, these are different shows, you know, here, try whatever. No, I don't want to say anything like that. I'm just saying it's narrow. We're small. And, man, when we go, we took this Grudgers into 131. Do you know how many bracket races said they was going to build a grudge car? And we had over 20 people come to us and say, I like this. I'm building me a grudge car tomorrow. I was coming next year. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They said I will be here next year to race. with a grudge card. And they still have their dragsters, the kids are dragsters, and they have people that are shaking their hands that we have never seen so much fun in our life. People are like, what are they racing for? I'm like, oh, they're going for 3,000, this and such, you know. And people were just up in the stands, standing behind the cars, and like, loving it. You can call 131 right now, and they'll tell you, man, they love it. And this is what we got to do. The promoters need to come together, stop bickering and arguing. We are people. We need to stop this Mr. Charlie mentality and get together. And I think Greg Jenkins is bringing us together if we put the Mr. Charlie in mentality.
Yeah, you're right.
I think the East Coast, this is my personal opinion, East Coast guys should come together and set up the whatever versus the East Coast. The South guys should set up, you know, North invading the South, East versus the West invading the South. And the guys up north just said, but they need to take money and so much money and say, you know what, this goes back to Grudge Inc. Because Jay Barnes is doing a lot for us. People don't realize he's taking out his own pocket to do. And I think the man
that day is. I understand what you're saying, but see, I'm an old school racer. My cousins, my brothers, and stuff like that, we've been doing this shit for a long time. And I'm still on the old school sheet of music. You know, I call Tricky Ricky. You know, Tricky Ricky say, you got a fast back half, I got a fast back half. We meet together. Whether it's on a Wednesday night, a day on Thursday night, Friday night, any night. You know what I'm saying? That we can schedule it. And this new thing of locking money in on the telephone, that's like, really, like, different for me because we're used to, like, wiring the money over to a neutral man.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
and, this whole thing with this show thing, and you got a promoter negotiating on this and that, so it's really hard for me to understand. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, this motherfucker ain't spent a dime. He ain't bought a set of plugs, no fuel.
And I agree with you on it. But say for instance,
you know,
that's what I'm saying, sir. You and Tricky Ricky, if Tricky Ricky called me and you were racing, just say this weekend, right? And I called Tricky Ricky because it has happened in our game. And I said, well, Trick, I said, is my man good for the money for the lockup? And Trick is saying, yeah, okay, I'm on my way. We've had some guys who have traveled, and the guy said, I ain't never effing locked up with you. And then they go back to the shows, and the guy did it. Now, I agree with you. A man's word is his bond. A man shaking his hand is his bond. And I agree with that. If you call me, and you say, well, hey, Kevin, we're going to meet to this place. Let's get up. If we and you both agree on it, I should be a man, not a punk, especially you, my elder, to respect you and come. And if I got you and want to race you, pay your money. Don't argue with you.
Exactly.
See, this movie's talking about Lord, if you didn't hear. You ever seen this called, the movie called Friday, and the father walked in and caught his son with the gun. And he said, son, back in the days, we didn't need that. Well, all we needed was just these, the two hands. See, this is wrong. We got a bunch of kids in the game this day that's messing the game up.
Yeah.
I used to love to sit around when I was a kid to sit there with y'all old gentlemen, sit with y'all cars and stuff. I was there, and they would teach me. You know, I go around the corner, my dad's buddy, whatever that, he might work on his race car. I go sit right there, hey, what you doing? No, I'm just sitting here. Hey, you know, fella, pick up that 716. Pick up that 8, that 5.8 or whatever. Bring it over to me. You know, then back in the day, you got to put the clutches in the car. Sitting there like, wow. You know, but I learned as I go. I don't disrespect none of my elders. I'm not going to ever do that. I don't care who the hell you want me to race. If we say we're going to race, we're going to race. Now, I see like a little loudmouth talk kid. They ain't never raced, and his mom and dad got a bunch of money to a race. And you want to run me? Okay, well, then, okay, we'll come to the strip then. How about your poor-ass brother?
I hear all of what you're saying, but point blank here in this area, y'all don't have that problem up north, and Sean and them don't have that problem down south. But here in this area, the people with the cars need to race, period.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. They got testing tune cars,
and you go to the racetrack to run no time, and you ain't running nobody. So, I mean, you know, it's like, why spend the extra $20 or $10 did not have your time so when you ain't racing nobody in the first place.
All right, let me get a scenario. This is honest God truth. My dragway, there was two people. You know what? Anybody that's from not racist in there, it's two brothers that took this to them back in 07 or 06, right? And I told him, I said, man, I need to lock this in on the contract. I said, because this thing is about to blow. Yeah, they were talking about it, $40, $50 to get in. They had over 300 cars, 500 cars there, right? Truck was constantly going, okay? They got two races, and they said, you know, we don't want to do this with you no more. And the following year, it's over. We got the No ET National. So, let me tell you what they did. They told us, for the guys who wanted to get down right then and there, to pay $80 for a one- and two-lane, right? The guys who were just, and this is what they called up. Justin Toon was $40. I was a track and spent $80 three times to get in and got one fucking pass. So when people want to argue about $20, oh, there's people out here that put it in you. But the way we got the moving things, but we got pissed off and we went to another track, went to 131, and they looked out for us. And then we found a way to do it. What we did was we put stickers on cars. We called the yellow group up. We called the blue group up. We call them red group up, green group up. Okay, and then they were calling it on that. They said, okay, we got all grudge racers who got their race locked in, getting lane one and two.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy hitters get in three and four. So heavy hitters, we would say like Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky had a race in it for, you know, $3. You know what I'm saying? He might lock it in for 50 cents to $3. That was a heavy hitter race. So what they would do was that Ricky was ready to go, and Ricky called his time. Say he said, well, be in lane by 6 o'clock. Ricky's race was going to go. They shut it down. They shut the track down, let them heavy hitters hit. But I understand completely what you're saying, sir. I mean, you're 100% right. It is a lot of BS in this game, and it needs to stop. How do we find some way to
Let me check with Mick. We got any more callers in the queue?
You got any peaks? Your mic is open. You got any peaks?
Got it.
That's my buddy. He might be chasing the kids around the house.
All right.
Huh?
I said back to you, Ricky.
Oh, okay. I don't know if y'all... Well, you was on the phone call the other day. Sean, I don't think you heard this, man. They was on there talking about they got Gunner Picks was messing with Tony Wright. And, man, them dudes got to going from car racing to their kids.
Oh, Lord.
Gunner Pick put his kids on the phone. They, you know, Tony Wright is they idol. They love Tony Wright. Somebody else couldn't stand it, man. They got to talk about their kids was going to race each other on power wheels and big wheels. And, man, that was a conversation for the ages right there. And somebody from up Kevin Wade was bringing his daughter with their power wheels, and they were betting that.
Hey, Tricky, let me tell you something. Huh? We had fun the other night when we did that. I don't know who started it. If y'all want me to speak on it, I don't know who started it, but we had some good fun with it. We had extra fun. Because one thing I've been trying to do is involve the women who grudge race. I have a woman who drives one of my cars. And they got Lady B and a couple ladies down south. So, you know, we're trying to get them together. So the guy got out about, well, I'm going to bring my son with my power wheel. And he's like, well, I told him I have a grandson. He got a power wheel. Can I bring him? But yeah. You know, my granddaughter got one. You know, they're like, yeah, bring him. And then we were playing with the kids. And you know what? Gunner Pick, the first thing he said, the surprise night, everybody said, he said, you know what? Let's see if Jay Barnes will put up a $500 scholarship fee for the kids. And we all applaud that. And we just wanted, you know, I mean, the guys got to realize, if our kids got involved, this shit going to die when we done. I didn't mean to cuss. Ricky, I apologize. But it's going to die. You know, I used to have my son with a mini bike. And them guys come on the street, wanna, you know, race or something like that. Back in the days, back in 94, we used to take the drag strip and say, hey, they're going to run a 330 motor. And I got a bunch of guys, oh, your son ain't no 3.5 horse motor, blah, 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 blah. know, and but we had fun with it. You know, it wasn't like it is today, but, I mean, we tried to sort of involve the kids, and it was, man, it was just great. I mean, Gun and Pick and no, that was Gun and Pick and Mario who started it. And I think me and Hitler said, well, can we bring our kids? You know, they're like, yeah, let's do it. You know, I mean, it's just something for the kids. You know, we want to teach kids win, lose, not no crying, not being mad. You know, we like, you know, like Gun and Pick, well, my son locked in for 2 Twinkies and a Happy Meal. That's all we're gonna do for the kids. You know,
we
like the punk out was like, you gotta buy a Happy Meal. 2 Happy Meals for, you know, for the kid and the dad or mom and dad. Okay, fine. We agree to it. At the end of the race, I think Jerry Brown's going to put a couple of dollars for the kids for a scholarship fund. And then the parents, you know, we one thing good at picking up is we're not going to race with the kids. We're going to bet, you know, X amount of dollars for the kid to have a you know, something like go to Walmart and buy a toy. That's all we did.
Yeah.
And it went off really well. It went off really well. And the third of making everybody supposed to show up with their ball wheels. For the kids,
yeah.
If the grown people watch the kids race.
Let me ask, Sean. So you and Leroy got everything worked out.
As far as I know, Victor, I hadn't heard anything different. I mean, that's how we talked. I mean, everything's, you know, so.
Well, I remember he said somebody he had hurt his motor, but he'd be ready for you by then.
Yeah. Yeah,
he'd be ready by that race, should I say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, I'll just ask. I haven't actually heard from Leroy in quite a while, him or his brother.
Yeah, I hadn't talked to him this week. I mean, kind of busy, so.
Hey, well, I got a guy, I guess y'all be in listening land. He's been texting me, and he sent me a text message last week that he was coming to chop some heads off on a motor with a white Mustang on 29, 10 fives, and Willie bars. And if you in the queue, sir, press the 1 button, please, so we can get you on. So I want to know if you find some action yet.
Yeah, where's he from?
He's from Texas, but he lives here.
Oh, okay. He must be in the military or something.
That I don't know, but I just want to know, has he got him some action yet? Carl looked and sounded real good last Friday at the track, though.
Motor car?
Oh, yeah, that's
we got a motor car Willie Barnes up here, Wayne.
Yeah, he says he's on horsepower now.
Yeah, that's how Wayne is. Wayne's sitting that way.
We get a new call in the queue yet, Nick?
No, sir.
Cliff, press the 1 button, damn it. I'm going to call your name. Shit, I can't text you back because my phone ain't working right. Press the 1 button, Cliff.
There you go with your track phone again.
Hey, Trick, if you want to put me in a private room with you, I'll text him for you.
Right, I can't. Kev, I can't do nothing. I ain't even in front of the board.
Okay. Maybe your board guy might have it.
I got California
told me they couldn't call it because that worked.
Hey, Ricky.
Yes.
Have a caller here in queue.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, 240-8592 is open.
This is me. What's up, Rick?
What's up, Cliff?
Not much. Heard you call my name. What's happening?
Yeah, you put out there you was looking for some action. Have you found something now that you are on horsepower?
No, you know, I just got the motor back together and then, you know, went out Friday night and had they go to trans brake, transmission went out. That was just a second pass on the trans, so I got it back together today, so I'll be back out tomorrow night.
Okay, well, I must commend you, man. Your motor sounds real good.
Well, appreciate it. I do everything myself. Everything myself.
Hey, that's me too, brother. I do everything but the transmission. I can do.
Yeah, well, I rebuilt the trans today.
Hey, well, you're a bad man. I'm still trying to learn.
What was the problem you said you had with the transmission, Cliff?
What's that?
What was the problem you had with the transmission?
Low fluid and, going by the dipstick. Figured out it was low fluid and little cable adjustment. I think it was kind of hanging up between gears a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, since you've been a transmission, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Last time I had my car out, it really wasn't 60 foot, and I changed the fluid in it. And when I checked the dipstick, it only had about 4 quarts, but I got a deep end, power glide in there.
Right. You say when? Say that again.
I said I changed the transmission fluid, right?
Uh huh.
I poured 5 bottles in there, and it said it was full, but I can't see that being right.
No.
And I started calling the run for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Well, something I just learned. Something I just learned myself. You can't really go by the dipstick, just go by the dipstick and you stick it in there and just go by the reading on the stick.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that on the pan, on the transmission, where the pan bolts up to the transmission,
yes, sir.
The fluid needs to be 1 inch above the pan rail.
Right.
Right. So, I don't know if your stick is reading there or what. I mean, you might have to pull the pan off or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm glad you bring that knowledge to us. I really appreciate that because it's something I was thinking about.
Right, right. And then you can check your band adjustment. Every now and then you got to check the adjustment on your band.
Now, what about the power glide? Power glide, I heard it ran adjustment. It's a 350s and 400s.
What's that?
I said with the power glide, they say it don't have no band adjustment. They say it's just the
350. Oh, no.
Oh,
power glide has a band adjustment. It's on the right side of the transmission.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You want to torque it to about 72 inch pounds, then mag off 3.5 turns.
Okay.
Yep. Makes a world of difference.
What kind of dipstick did you have in there, Cliff?
What's that?
What kind of dipstick?
Man, it's one of them long cars or something, that you buy them Speed Unlimited. The braided type. The stain, steel braided one.
I got you right there, see?
Yeah. But it wasn't reading right.
From my transmission, man, I think our reading is about 1 inch over the indicator mark on the low car dipstick. It's an actual method that you're supposed to use to make that to figure out where your adjustment mark supposed to be at on the dipstick.
Right.
Maybe I can get that information for races next week. But it's something that you're supposed to measure. I forgot if it's from the inside of the pan to the bottom of the...
It's the pan rail. I mean, what I've been told, and I just found out lately, it's 1 inch above the pan rail is where you want to mark your stick. That's where the fluid should be.
So you're saying, where it both go in, put your dipstick down there. You want to pitch higher over the coach, right?
Nah, I couldn't hear you on that.
So what I'm saying
is
that.
Yeah, that's you?
Yes, sir. What I'm saying is that if I put transmission fluid in my car and it says full, you said I should go an inch past the oil pan where it bolts up at, right?
Well, actually, you got to see where your stick is at.
Okay.
I mean, it might take a little work, but I mean, it's just
basically,
insurance.
What you had to do is you really had to have the transmission out the car and on the bench.
Now,
or
you
on had the ground
transmission out the car. You had the transmission out the car for the pan. And then look at the stick, just leave the stick, in the transmission. And then go up 1 inch from the pan rail.
Right, I got you now.
Yeah, what a gasket is, where your transmission gasket is,
right.
You're going to measure up 1 inch from there.
Above, okay.
Right, and that'll be your full mark.
But you know what, sir? I used to do that so much, and I thought I overfilled it. The car ran great. But then when I stopped doing it, the car ran like shit.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to me. I kept burning transmission every two or three passes. I mean, I built it myself. I had a local guy build it. I blamed it on him. It wasn't him. Then I took it to ATI. They built it two passes, the same thing. And then I just found out that I've been running the transmission about two or three quarts low.
See? That's what I'm talking about. Us getting on the phone, doing shop talk instead of, a lot of grudging, but doing shop talk, they just help each other out.
Right.
I've been learning something new tonight, and I appreciate you, man, for getting on the phone. I really do, man. That has taught me a lot. I'm ready to go 6 foot now.
Yeah, check your band adjustment also.
Okay.
All right, but Rick, I'll be out there tomorrow night. Ricky, I know you're gonna be out there, so I'm gonna see if I can make me a pass on this thing. Then I'm gonna try to get on somebody for something.
All right, well I'll see you at the track.
Are you going to the North
and Vegas call? I don't know yet. I gotta see what this car is gonna do. If I don't take the car, I'll at least be out there spectating. You know.
Well, everybody look at is that it's not. It's the North. You guys including North. Hey, Ricky, how they do that? They did it from South Carolina down and Kentucky down is the South.
Mm-hmm.
And we all come together to run the South. And the North runs the South. And then after that, you know, when you guys decide to call the race, then we can get down and go go against each other.
Yeah, well, it's a little time away right now.
We would love to have you there.
Yeah, well, Rick, like you said, we need to do more grudging around here before we even think about traveling, you know?
Well,
know what, man? I'm going to find it. I'm going to tell you, not to cut Ricky and you off. I found more grudging just traveling. Going over to Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky. I found it more that way.
Yeah, but that's what I was trying to tell you before. See, because there's so many people here with cars and they're not racing nobody, you know what
right.
I mean? They're not going to go outside here and run nobody because when people from out of state come here to race, they really clam up. So how we expect for somebody to go out somewhere to race when you got out-of-towners to come in and the motherfuckers scatter like roaches when you turn the lights on?
That's true.
You know,
well, I heard the baddest tuners back out in the country.
Black
mamas back
out on your side. Yeah, you know, I'm telling a line about Piedmont, but I wouldn't call it the baddest S10, but.
Yeah, what I don't understand is we have a grudge fest, and then a guy just goes out to testing two. That's the wrong time to be going out to testing two when you're going to a grudge fest.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's part of the problem, too, and that's just, those are people who just want to be seen. And not really looking to race, but
right.
You know, what can we do about it? I mean, that was the whole purpose for getting the show, to try to increase the amount of grudge racing. You know, and
right.
I asked this question before, has the show helped get more grudge racing? Some people say yes, some people ain't really say nothing to me. I don't think so, because ain't much, you know what I'm saying, nothing else really going on. You still got the same couple people trying to engage or engaging, but for the amount of people here in the area with cars, man, the turnover of grudge racing is just pitiful.
Yeah, I mean that's true. I mean everyone's looking for a sure win.
Right. He just said. I mean, making gambles is a chess game.
Yeah, that's right.
Make
your
move. This is my thing. I have a friend of mine. She'll go gamble down in MGM in Detroit all week. And then she'll break even what the fuck her check was. And it's stupid. So, I made $700. Okay, you made $700, but how much did you spend? I spent $500. Okay.
Right.
And it should tell me, well, you got money, and you got a race car, and you gamble with your race car. I said, yeah, but I only do it like once or twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
Because all my pockets are full for me to do, but you go every week. So you break even, get your
right.
check back. You know, I just think these guys need to come out their shells, stop this whole Willie Barr, 29 inches in his car, you know, and nitrogen make it work.
Shit, man, we ain't even got to that part of who got what size. Well, shit, let me take that back. I know I'm wrong.
Just give. Yeah, son, how you talking about my car?
I lied. Yeah, that's why I just explained. He said they got a car there set up just like you, Cliff.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, like I said, I got to get this thing out of track first, but I'm a very great from heart.
Hold on. Let's stop all this. I'm not disrespecting you, sir. What I'm saying is that
I was just throwing that out there.
You're right. I'll try and see, you know, you say you're looking for a race, and you and him can talk. It's not about,
well,
you know,
I might make it up that way. I was born and raised in Toledo. I got plenty of people in Detroit. My grandfather still lives in Detroit.
Oh, you know what Modern Dragway is, and you know what Modern Dragway is.
Oh, yeah. I went to Modern when I was a little
boy. That's your home track.
Yeah, I still got plenty of people in Detroit.
Okay, yeah. When you go up there, you got Wayne up there. He got an all small block, Willie Bar car, all motor. And you know how to find him. I ain't got to tell you nothing. I mean, you know how you got to get in touch with him. When you ready to do your thing.
Hey, Rick, you have another caller.
Oh, okay, let's go ahead and get this other caller. Because I'm about to have to.
770-6167. Your mic is open.
Comment on that a few minutes ago. I was listening to y'all saying you will mess the transmission up like every two or three runs. You were talking about the dipstick, but I also know when you put a mid plate in your car, sometimes you pull that converter out of the pump. Are you putting some spaces back in there or to compensate for that mid plate?
Yeah, all that's done. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean the clearance is right on the converter and in the pump. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, because my converter built, I told him I had a mid plate in my car.
Okay, yeah, because a lot of time a person when they put that pump up, if it pull that pump back out of the tranny and burn the transmission
up. Right. Yeah, I follow you on that. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, caller.
Yes.
What's your name, sir? I know your voice, and I'm trying to think of your damn name, but it is not coming to me.
Waller, man.
There we go. What's up, Walter, man? How you doing?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just got mine back together. Well, I got the trend in it now. I heard the trend last week. I was on Bobby last week, and I heard the trend in it. It broke the input chain. So.
Okay. How's Pete doing? I ain't talking to him in a minute.
Oh, Peter Red?
Just your son, Pete.
Oh, Waller, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everybody's on okay.
Okay, all right.
You might be talking about Corey, though, the one in New York, correct?
Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong number. Yeah, Corey, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I know Corey. You're talking about Corey. Yeah, he's doing okay.
Yeah. So you messed your transmission up down at Albany?
Yeah, what happened to the input set broke.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Bobby was running. I had Bob out like a car and a half. That was trending that good.
Yeah, you did.
So.
Yeah, you did. I saw that video. What happened to Bobby's car?
Ain't nothing happened to him. He claimed the stereo rod came off, but hey. How can the rod come off when you drive back to the pit area?
Okay. One of them type deals, huh?
Right, but we're going to do it again, though. Right now, we're 1-1.
All right, that's what's up. Hey, Walter, man, well, I appreciate you coming on my show, man.
I've been a long time.
I've been a long time. I don't know which one, but I've
been listening.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you calling
me. All right. All right. Yeah, because anyway, I spoke with that Demico one time before. I must have burned three or four trains before I realized that I was pulling the pump out of the training.
Because you had the mid plate?
Right, I put the mid plate in. I didn't put the washers in to compensate for it.
So was that aluminum plate you had? Aluminum mid plate or steel one?
Well, I got the aluminum mid plate.
Okay, a little more thickness, okay.
Mm-hmm. And what was happening, just going back years ago, you know,
a lot of guys know that you need them watches sitting in there or space or the thermos seat for it, but they don't tell you because they want the ups on you.
Right, right. So I want to get my money back every couple of years.
So I burned up a lot of training before I found out what I was going wrong.
Okay. That was a good learning lesson he gave us last night. Sharp 101.
Well, guys, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but it's 10:15. I'm down here in the woods trying to or needing to get out here and finish working on this hot rod for tomorrow's race. Got a lot of money on the line this weekend to try to win. And I'm going to do everything in my powers to win it. So I need to jump off and get the wrenching on this automobile.
Well,
so
God
I won't be so tired
man.
Tomorrow.
God bless you, man. You had a good time tonight.
Yeah, good luck, Rick. And I'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, Cliff. Kevin,
all
I
right,
appreciate
man.
You coming on and calling. Gene. Sean, James.
Anytime you need me, Rick, I'll be here for you.
Big George, I appreciate Mick taking out his time on this Thursday and every Thursday to run the board for the show. I appreciate Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc. for giving us the show. Hey, matter of fact, Mick, is a hold up in the magazine?
Not for sure. You haven't received any yet?
No.
I
ain't got a magazine. I haven't got my Grudge Inc. shirt that I was supposed to get a long time ago. I haven't got
the lift. I don't have a Grudge Inc. shirt.
You don't have one?
I don't have one.
God to my...
Call Gunner Pick. He'll get it for you, the shirt.
I didn't talk to Gunner Pick long. That, man, that was early part of the year. I still ain't got my shirt.
Yeah, I got one. I got a black one.
Yeah. All right, well, that's cool. Well, until the next time, people, we're going to do it again next Thursday, and hopefully everybody have a safe and enjoyable weekend at the racetrack. And I'm going to work on this hot rod so I can try to win this $10,500 this weekend.
Good luck, Rick.
Said,
we hope you win.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all and see everybody next Thursday.
Good luck.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.